Praise the Lord. Matthew 16. The first three verses of Matthew 16. Let's pick our text from there and let's remind ourselves, because there's nothing I'm saying that is new. Nothing. It's just a reminder. I will continue to remind ourselves in case the cares of this world make you to forget that we are on a journey from earth to glory. And verse 1, the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting desired Jesus, desired him, that he will show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, that's my emphasis, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. Oh, ye hypocrites! You can discern the face of the sky, but can you not discern the signs of the times? And may the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. Please be seated. I have an unusual sermon topic that I titled the Issachar Anointing. If you look at the screen, it's written there, the Issachar Anointing, knowing the season of our redemption. The Issachar Anointing. And we know about Issachar, the story of Issachar. Issachar was the ninth son of Jacob, born by Leah. And you know what came about it? After she has born, I think, about four children or so, she didn't have any other one again. And of course, we know the story of Leah. Jacob served Laban and wanted to marry one of the daughters. And we know how Laban also, for one night, he wanted to marry Rachel. He loved Rachel. Loved Rachel so much that he served for her according to their tradition. How long? 7 years. And when it was time, according to their tradition, the woman was brought in the night. And the Bible says he had gone into her, being a wife. In the morning, he saw that it was Leah, not Rachel. And when he protested, Laban told him that it is not in our culture that you marry the junior and leave the senior. So now that he still wants that Rachel. He said, in that case, you have to serve for him. But I just want you to understand who Issachar is. And then, according to the story, he married Rachel. But because Leah was forced on Jacob, he didn't love her. The Bible says, when God saw that he didn't love Leah, God blocked the womb of Rachel. Continue to love her, but she will not give birth. And we know the rest of the story. And somehow, she kept giving birth to those children, Leah. Then one day, Reuben, the first son of Leah, went to the bush and brought what the Bible called mandrakes. And I tried to find out the meaning of mandrakes. I discovered it's a root that was medicinal. And Rachel saw it and came to beg that some of the mandrakes should be given to her. She needed it for whatever purpose. And Leah looked at her. You've collected my husband from me. You want to also come and collect my son's mandrakes again? You want to collect everything? You know the way mates, then they talk. For who married two wives here? Praise God. Nobody married two wives. And before you know what, praise God. Rachel said, okay, let's have a deal. Rachel has so much control over Jacob until she can decide when he should go out and when he should come in. He loved her too much. He said, let's have a deal. I'm paraphrasing. This story is in the Bible. If I will allow you to sleep with Jacob this night, if you will allow me to take some of these mandrakes. Is that a deal? He said, yes. Okay, Reuben, give her. It's a deal. For the man to come and sleep with her that night, gave her the mandrakes. And Jacob was released by the woman where they tie and where they control him. That is one horrible thing about polygamy. Anyway, so from the activities of that one night, she got pregnant and delivered a son. And remember that in those days, every name you give a child is prophetic. It has a meaning. Not like the modern days names that are given. Ike. Is that, what is the meaning of Ike? It has no meaning. The name is Ike Chukwu, not Ike. Let him be Ike. It's Ike Chukwu, not Ike. Ike is not a name. That's why the meaning of that name, not they follow you. And there are some names that every name, the meaning must follow you. So if your name now one deity, the deity will follow you, because anytime they call you, now the deity then they call. So she gave the name Issachar. Hallelujah. She gave the name Issachar. I think that is in Genesis chapter 30. Let's just catch that first. Genesis chapter 30. If you read Genesis chapter 30. Now, that is where you see it. Verse 17. Okay, verse 16. Let me read it from verse 16. From verse 16, he said, and Jacob came out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him and said, thou must come in unto me, for surely I have hired thee with my son's mandrakes. And he lay with her that night. And God hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived and bare Jacob the fifth son. And Leah said, God has given me my hire, because I have given my maiden to my husband. And she called his name what? Issachar. Issachar. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And what is the meaning of Issachar? Issachar means a reward. It means a compensation. It means benefit or a salary. That is the meaning. Now, why did I call the exhortation we have today the Issachar anointing? We see that in 1 Chronicles chapter 12. Are we there? One verse there, verse 32, concerning the sons of Issachar. This is what the Bible says. And of the children of Issachar, which we are men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do. I repeat. So that you'll understand why I titled this exhortation the Issachar anointing. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, they were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do. The heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. All the other Jews, all the other Israelites, they were at their commandment. Why? Because they had understanding of the times, of the seasons. They had a wisdom, a special wisdom. Why? Because God gave it to their father, Issachar. And that went through the whole lineage, to the whole generations. That any time Israel wanted to know what is happening, they were the computer of Israel. Issachar anointing. And if that anointing is upon any Christian, anybody, praise the Lord. It is as a result of your sensitivity to God. Amen. Your sensitivity to God. You are so sensitive to God. There is something that links you so much to God, like the sons and the children of Issachar, that it benefits other Christians. Your relationship with God makes you to be of benefit to other Christians. Because you are able to know things in the spirit. You are able to pick things in the spirit. You are able to know what God is doing at any given time, so that you'll be a blessing to other Christians. That grace, that knowledge you have now benefits the other Christians. Praise the Lord. We, known as the bride of Christ, we are a type of the children of Issachar. When Apostle Paul will say of the times and season, you have no need that any man should tell you, it's because Apostle Paul knew that as the bride of Christ, we know what season we are. We know. But those of them who are just religious people, they will never know it. And they came to Christ. Christ called them hypocrites. You are saying, show us the sign, show us the sign. What sign are you looking for again? If you read further, he said a wicked and adulterous generation always looking for a sign. But the type of sign you will have will be only one sign. It will be the sign of Jonah. That's all that you will know. Because that's what you are limited to. Praise the Lord. Church, when we talk about the program of God, the divine agenda for redemption, listen very well. I pray that God will cause me to say something that will make somebody take your eternal destination more seriously. We as Christians, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Let's read it from verse 11 up to verse 16, if we can do that very fast. The reason why I told you that the bride, we know, the bride and the bridegroom, they know everything concerning their marriage preparations. This is the way Apostle Paul put it. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but who? But the Spirit of God. Then he said, now we, the bride of Jesus Christ, we have received not the spirit of the world, but we have received the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Verse 13. We things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. And you can be religious and yet be a carnal person. For they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You cannot know them in a Bible school. You cannot know them in a university, department of religion. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? This is the answer. But we have the mind of Christ. And the church, we say, 1 John chapter 2. We will read some scripture also. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27. It says, but the anointing which ye have received when you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost abided in you. And you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie. And even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him. To abide in him is to abide in that anointing, abide in the teaching, in the leadership of that anointing. Allow him to follow you. That is what that scripture is saying. And when he said these things are spiritually discerned, therefore, the carnal man cannot understand. Praise the Lord. There is the discernment of spirits. Hallelujah. And there is the discernment of the times and the season. Discernment, there is understanding. Among the nine spiritual gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, is the spirit of discernment. And it is given so that you, when there is a move of the Spirit, especially thus said the Lord, somebody is speaking, and then you can also know, like Apostle Paul knew, even though that damsel was following him everywhere he went, and then saying, these men are the men from God that show you the way of God, and was prophesying, and what the Spirit was saying was true, but he was speaking by a spirit of divination. And it will take a discernment, spiritual discernment, to know which spirit was speaking. Although it was speaking the truth, it was not speaking by the Spirit of God. Now that is a gift that enables you to know. And so it is not enough. Amen. Well, it is there as a guide so that you will not be ruled by familiar spirits. I told you I went to Port Harcourt some years back to a brother's church, and two sisters were prophesying. Thus said the Lord, thus said the Lord. They were under anointing. Thus said the Lord, thus said the Lord. Then this one finished, the other one collect. And everybody bowed down. Amen, amen, amen. My people, immediately say, my people, the Spirit of the Lord revealed a snake is speaking. I say, me, your people. Praise God. I have come. I am here. I have come. I am here. I will do it. I will correct prophecy, but by a snake. And after the service, I went to the pastor's office. I asked him, those two sisters that were prophesying, they're members of your church. He said, yes, they are our gifted sisters in the church. I said, can you call them to come? I want to see them. They brought them to the office. And as they came in, I was looking at them. I told the first one I started, I said, you know you need deliverance. I just said, you know you need deliverance. Immediately she enters me. I said, eh? I didn't speak. I said, shut up, my friend. They kept quiet. I said, okay, let me confess. Okay, let me confess. Okay, let me confess. I said, confess what? Get out of her. And did a deliverance. And the pastor opened mouth in the look. I said, your gifted sisters. I said, pray for discernment. And by God's grace, yeah, as you they enter spirit, they operate any gift here. By God's grace, that's why they follow you in the spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now that is the discernment of spirit. But now there is another discernment. This time around, it is the discernment of the times. And this discernment of the times, like I said, is the anointing that is given only to the bride. Only to the bride. And that Issachar anointing is what we call the bride's anointing. The bride's anointing. And listen very well. The bride's anointing is not just a service. And I want to really stress this, somebody. Listen to me, especially in bride assembly. The bride's anointing is not just the anointing to serve God by the receipt of the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God manifesting through the gifts that we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and of course in Ephesians chapter 4. That anointing, it's an anointing that mixes zeal to serve with knowledge. That is the only difference between the bride and the denominational concubines. All they know is gift, 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 gift. But there is something they are supposed to know. But that they know little or nothing about. And you may be sitting down here in bride assembly here now, and I'm telling you, as I judge you by the infallible word of God, or by the mirror of the word of God, and I can tell even among us here, especially gifted people, people who are whose gifts, spiritual gifts are pronounced, and we see them, many of them don't belong to the bride setting. Many of them. Yet, some of them came here and the gift started. Some of them, there is a language that you will hear people saying that if I remain here, my gift will be caged. I have a ministry, my ministry is caged. And they are normally sisters. For any woman who has passed through this ministry, hearing the things that we preach here, to live here and go and start gathering people using any style, any connotation at all, I am telling you, you did not benefit from the reason God brought you here. I repeat again, I'm saying it without apology, because I know no matter how I say it, everybody will go the way it's written of you. But I must still talk. I must still talk. God has made some prophets, apostles, prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. A prophet cannot be a pastor. A pastor cannot be a prophet. Anybody who passes through this church with a prophetic anointing, that you never knew him here preaching in this church, he was not a preacher in this church, other than see vision for you, give solution and collect your money for Aladeluju. And then you come back and he lives here and says he's going to start his own ministry. Just know it, he never benefited from the reason God brought him to this church. But no matter how I say it, you will soon hear another sister has left here now and started her ministry somewhere at... And you know what? As soon as they leave, there are also church members here that visit them. Everybody, you can only walk within the limit of your understanding. And then you now understand. But we are all here. We all hear the same sermons. Then why are we having different response? Then you understand why Jesus Christ said, he who has ear to hear. It's not everybody that has ear to hear. Don't talk my own. And I'll continue to say it. I will make this place uncomfortable for everybody that is not ready to go to heaven. You want to come and sneak here and collect the anointing that is flowing here. You do not know. There's another message I will preach for you to understand a particular scripture. You understand a particular scripture about the mystery of the anointing. But whatever it is, amen. The bride's anointing, which is the Issachar anointing. The Issachar anointing is about knowledge. Concerning sonship, it is established. They are part of the 12 tribes, covenant tribes of Israel. Confirmed, Issachar is confirmed. But there is a grace that Issachar has that other children of Jacob never had. It is a grace to know the seasons, the times, to understand. And that is the bride's anointing. Not like the Jews. He said they have a zeal. Romans chapter 10. Can we read it? Romans chapter 10, verse 1, 2, 3, 4. This was the commentary of Apostle Paul concerning his brethren. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but what? But not according to knowledge. That is their problem. That is their problem. And because they have no knowledge, for they be ignorant. The opposite of knowledge is ignorance. You are either literate or you are illiterate. The opposite of knowledge is ignorant. And when you have knowledge, you walk in the light. When you are ignorant, you will walk contrary to the light. Let's read on. For they be ignorant of God's righteousness. And going about to establish their own, righteousness. What have they done? They have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. What is the righteousness of God that Israel didn't know? For Christ is the end of that thing they have been doing, the law. For righteousness to everyone that believes. But they didn't know it. Knowledge is important. Because he said, it shall be, the revelation is precept upon precept. Line upon line. Here a little, there a little. Hallelujah. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? Because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek. And verse 17, he said, for there in this gospel, is the righteousness, the ability to stand and write before God there in that gospel is that righteousness revealed from what? From faith to faith, from revelation to revelation, precept upon precept, as it is written, the just shall live by revelation. Without faith, without revelation, it is impossible to please God. With all that getting, get knowledge, get understanding. It's so important. I'm quoting scriptures. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 30,000 strong reviver, led by King David, the man after God's own heart. They are bringing the ark to Israel. Since the days of Saul, the Philistines took the ark away. And see how important the ark is to Israel. Then you'll understand why they were celebrating so much. 30,000. Imagine a church that is 30,000 members. Hey, mega church. While the revival was going on, unknown to them, God was angry with them. While they were dancing and falling under anointing, thus said the Lord, my people, thus said the Lord, God was in heaven angry. Why? Because the ark that they were carrying it, they did not carry it according to the due order. And God decided to stop that revival. And it caused the ark to stumble and fall. And a very serious elder in the church that cannot sit down there and see the church scatter, he got worried, because you have no discernment. Where to put forth his hand so that the ark will not fall? What happened to him? God struck him and he fell down, died. It is when somebody died that their head become normal. David says something is wrong. And what did he do? I preached that message that I titled The Due Order. Go and listen to it. But the important thing there is that it is only knowledge, proper knowledge, that will enable you to serve God according to his perfect will. According to his perfect will. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When God calls you, the only ministry people know is always pastoral. Everybody, God call me. Now pastor. Now only pastor be up in the ministry. We are the evangelists. As soon as you have any supernatural manifestation around you, you cannot stay in that ministry again. You will see them planning and planning and planning, like the way they plan coup against a ministry. They plan coup. Some of them sitting down here now, it's only God knows what they are preparing. Only God knows what they are planning now. Some of them have already bought instruments. Some of them have already registered their ministry. Some of them already have paid for hall. Some of them have employed a blind evangelist to come and be their preacher, while they will be the one seeing vision. You are looking at me. Am I saying something you don't know? That is what they do here. Praise the Lord.